This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Drug czar, terrorism czar, green jobs czar. Seems like over the years, the U.S. has had more czars than Imperial Russia. Anyone up for a change? Well, in Texas, there's been a job opening for what you might call a monarch monarch. The formal title is Monarch Outreach Specialist. The challenge to get the monarch butterfly to return to Texas, where their numbers seem to have been dropping. Colin O'Mara is president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation, which posted the position Monarch Outreach Specialist. Colin, I gather this has just now been filled. Is that right?
Yeah, David, thanks for having me on. Grace Burnett is actually starting today in our Austin, Texas office as the Federation's outreach specialist for monarchs.
So how will Grace reach out to monarchs?
Well, right now across North America, the populations have declined by more than 90% from more than a billion monarchs kind of making the journey from Mexico to Canada and back to about 50 million. And a big reason for that is habitat. And so we'll be working closely with mayors in the major cities, really trying to engage folks to plant more milkweed, which is the essential plant for their food and for their migration.
In fact, as my understanding, if I recall, it seems like maybe elementary school, I learned that Texas was a major player in the critters' migration to Mexico. And we haven't seen so many of late. Why not just plant milkweed? Isn't this a fairly easy task? Why do you need someone to liaise with mayors and such?
I think it should be a simple task, right? We all learned in school. We learned the metamorphosis of this incredible butterfly. We learned about the chrysalis. We learned about the importance of milkweed. The problem is that across this country, particularly in the central flyway, we've become really good at eradicating milkweed. And I think part of that's the name. I think folks kind of see it as a weed. There's some places where it's actually illegal to have, milkweed that's above a certain size. And so we're trying to work on raising the awareness because there's some policies and some practices that have done a lot to kill this amazing plant that's critical for this magnificent journey.
Is there any resistance to this? I mean, it is the state insect, right? So why would anyone say no to doing what they could to restore this butterfly superhighway?
We're not receiving any resistance. I mean, I think there's some folks that are kind of questioning, is it going to cost a lot of money? Is it, is it kind of worth the trouble? Really, it's more about kind of driving action than trying to convince people it's an important issue. And once they hear about it, they want to help.
So what do you imagine this monarch outreach specialist actually doing? Talking with mayors and urging them to what? Plant more milkweed?
Yeah, so we launched a challenge last week. It's called the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. Steve Adler, the mayor of Austin, was one of the first to sign, and he was the first in Texas. And the goal is to have mayors across the country basically volunteer to do things. Everything from planting milkweed on their city hall grounds or their parks or maybe the median strips for their the road corridors. It's really a beautiful flower with bright, vibrant colors. So there's a big role for mayors and for the state officials to be a big part of this.
Let me ask you something. You mentioned that the Texas Monarch Outreach Specialist gets started today. How many other Monarch Outreach Specialists are there in the U.S.?
So we're going to be actually filling a handful of these positions through the Central Flyway. The major part in the U.S. that we're most concerned about is the I-35 corridor. Mm-hmm. So starting down in Laredo, going all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota, because there are a bunch of threats we need to deal with. There's habitat losses in Mexico. There's a lot of impacts from pesticides and different chemicals. One thing we've been saying is that if we have boots on the ground in these places, we can really kind of crowdsource a solution that doesn't really require kind of regulatory action. We can do it in ways that encourage citizens to all do their part and communities do their part and bring back an iconic species.
Colin O'Mara is president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation, which has just brought on its Monarch Outreach Specialist for Texas. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Good. Thanks, David.